weapons of mass distraction. And I got to tell you, this was divinely inspired. Now, as you know, before I record this podcast each evening, late at night, you know, coming up to midnight, I always say a prayer and I ask God for guidance and wisdom to help bring you the information that's going to best help all of us survive this tyranny, this collapse of morality and the rule of law and all these things that are happening in our society. But sometimes I don't have to wait until that prayer to get guidance. Sometimes it comes to me much earlier. In fact, earlier this morning, I woke up and it must have been 5 or 6 in the morning, and just clear as day, there was a phrase in my head. It wasn't a sound or a voice, but I could see it. I could see the words as if they were on a screen in front of me, but large. And it said, weapons of mass distraction. And it was all of a sudden, the whole concept of this was downloaded almost into my consciousness in an instant. It's like no time passed. And it was the entire story of this, that it's weapons of mass distraction, that events are coming to us. We're about to experience events where the media, combined with the deep state, they are going to stage certain events that are designed as psychological weapons to distract you from the real moves that they're making in order to try to attain superior power, crush your rights, crush the economy, ultimately commit genocide against humanity, and basically carry out their nefarious aims, right? But they're going to distract us with these psychological operations to say, hey, look over here, just like a stage magician, sleight of hand. How does sleight of hand works? Well, they distract you. They get you to look at the left hand while they're actually moving the whatever it is with the right hand, you know, pulling the rabbit out of the hat or what have you. That is exactly what's going to happen in a major way coming up very, very soon. They're weapons of mass distraction. And so I'm going to get to what I think those might be as soon as we get into that section here of the podcast. But first, just let me cover some important smaller news items and kind of tidbits and things that are happening. So number one, there is a sustained silver outage that is striking us, as you probably know. And the silver is going to be sold out everywhere, probably within about a week to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks at most. It's interesting to note that this silver shortage will probably last for many months in the United States. And even though the banks are pushing the paper price of silver down lower and lower out of desperation, by the way, the actual physical silver prices are going to continue to diverge from that and rise and rise and rise, probably all the way through March. Now, I believe there is a silver contract delivery date in March for, you know, the commodity, well, the COMEX contracts, and those contracts, you know, the paper contracts represent physical silver as an actual commodity, an actual physical metal. And I think that in about a month or so, I don't know the exact day, those are going to come due, and we're going to find out what happens when all of these people trading silver can't deliver the physical silver that their contracts demand, because somewhere in the chain, somebody has to have the physical silver and they don't have it. So it's going to get very interesting. We need to watch this for the long haul here. It's not just a couple of days of, you know, a spiked silver price and then a crash. This is going to be, we're going to have to watch this for a couple of months here and see what happens to the silver squeeze and the silver supply, and watch for more desperation from the Fed, from the banks, from Janet Yellen, from the media, to attack anybody who is buying silver. And by the way, this is something that we've seen for many, many years. They've attacked people who bought gold, and they've said, you know, gold people are crazy people. So remember, anytime the media says that you're doing something crazy or you're a conspiracy theorist, that's probably because you're doing something that is smart and informed and protects your freedom from tyranny. So when they say, oh, you're crazy to not want a vaccine shot, probably means you should avoid vaccines. When they say, you're crazy to buy gold, probably means you should buy gold, right? When they say, you're crazy to take vitamin D, you should probably be taking vitamin D. So let that be a lesson from the media. In fact, it was Lynn Wood who said something really interesting here. Quote, I have always urged that if you wish to pursue truth to achieve justice, search for truth givers. I suggest you search carefully, as they are few among us. When you find a truth giver, listen carefully. You will be learning truth. Here is a way to speed up the search for a truth giver. Remember, this is Lynn Wood saying this. Identify all individuals who the propaganda, social, and mainstream media describe as a, quote, conspiracy theorist. Except in rare extreme cases, that person is telling you the truth. The enemy thinks he is smart. Up to a point he is, but he always ultimately outsmarts and ensnares himself. The enemy has no power. We, the people, have all the power. And that's Lynn Wood, who has been labeled a conspiracy theorist. And I think recently I've been labeled a conspiracy influencer. Is that like a step up from theorist? I feel like I got a raise or something. That's almost a badge of I'm an influencer now. What do you know? I didn't know that I was an influencer. I thought I was just an analyst, like a geek sitting at a desk, a conspiracy analyst. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's funny, the left-wing media, they try to convince people that there are no conspiracies in the world. Well, I mean, except for the ones that they say are conspiracies, such as, the Russians stole the election for Trump in 2016. See, that's a conspiracy. And that's what they say happened, even though that's a fake story. That's a hoax. But you see, they do believe in conspiracies. They just don't admit that they do. They believe in all kinds of conspiracies, right? Don't they believe in the conspiracy that, white cops are hunting black people to kill them on sight? Isn't that a conspiracy theory that the mainstream media pushes out there to try to push racial division? Yeah, that's a conspiracy theory. Yeah, I know lots of white cops. None of them hunt black people, by the way. I know lots of black cops. None of them hunt white people or black people or anybody. Most cops are good people. Just most everyday people are good people. But the media is pushing their conspiracy theories. They just don't call them that. All right, now speaking of, well, I guess policing and self-defense and that kind of thing, gun sales are skyrocketing like crazy all across the country. Record sales. Joe Biden is going to be the number one gun salesperson. He's going to outsell Obama. And I remember walking into gun stores back in, let's say, 2013 or whatever, and they would always have on the wall, national top salesperson for this store. And they would have the picture of Obama there. You know, the gun stores have lots of satire and humorous memes on the wall. Well, Joe Biden is going to outsell Barack Obama because I don't know if you've seen the language of this new proposed law. It is H.R. 127. I got that number wrong the other day. So it's H.R. 127, and it's a crazy, crazy gun restriction law, and it's designed to, well, hold on. Let me tell you what's in it first. It's saying you have to destroy all gun magazines that hold over 10 rounds. I'm not sure I have any magazines that hold less than 10 rounds. I mean, they're all more than 10 rounds because that's standard normal capacity magazines, especially for rifles, you know, the 30-round mags. It says that you have to register every firearm with the government, every firearm that you own, every serial number. Well, what about those of us who have guns that have no serial numbers? How about that? Because we made them ourselves, right? They say you have to register where you bought it, the date you bought it, and then you have to submit to a psychiatric evaluation. I mentioned that the other day, where basically they say, oh, if you want to own a gun, you must be crazy. So you fail that and they won't allow you to own a gun. Anyway, and I think they want you to pay a tax, and then you have to buy ammo through FFL dealers and all this other stuff. That law is not designed to take away people's guns. because the American people will not surrender their guns. That law is designed to incite an armed insurrection. Okay? So this gets to the topic of what we're going to talk about today in more detail. Weapons of mass distraction. The distraction is that, oh, we're going to pass this law and make America safe again. And we're going to take the guns out of the hands of, well, law-abiding citizens, I suppose, is all that would do. That's the distraction. And they're going to have a false flag operation, a mass shooting, which seems to always happen under Democrat presidents, in this case, fake president. And so they're going to have a mass shooting, and they're going to try to push H.R. 127. But it is designed to create an armed insurrection so that the Democrats can finally say, see, those gun owners, they are violent. Look, they're resisting our tyranny. You know, if you resist their tyranny, then something's wrong with you. You're an insurrectionist. You're a white nationalist insurrectionist terrorist or something. And a gun owner, and a Bible owner, and a Trump supporter, and a white person. How dare you have white skin walk around all white? Walking while white? That is a crime in society today. And where's your mask, damn it? You know, that kind of thing. So they want an armed insurrection because they want to be able to justify the use of force to mass murder their political opponents. See, that's what it's all about. So weapons of mass distraction explains how they're going to do that. Now, by the way, as a side note, you can still find battle rifles in the 308 caliber. It's very hard to find an AR-15 right now in the normal 5.56 caliber. You can find some complete uppers in the 300 blackout caliber. You have to attach them to a lower receiver, which you might already own. I don't know. However, you can find complete rifles right now that are 308, or really what we call 7.62 NATO is the proper designation. You know, the metric system. But in the non-metric imperial system, it's .308 or 308 caliber, I guess you would say. Those rifles, you can still find them. I just found one, I think it was on Palmetto State Armory, PSA, for only about $1,200 for that rifle. And they have them in stock. So you can also look for other calibers such as 6.5 Creedmoor, which is a very high velocity round that is a little bit larger diameter than 5.56, obviously because it's 6.5, but it's got a lot of powder behind it, almost as much powder as a 7.62 round, and it uses 7.62 magazines, and it's very long range, and because it's very high velocity, it's not affected by wind very much. So if you're still looking for a firearm, and I always encourage you, you know, keep it legal. Buy it if it's legal for you to own one, and, you know, for your self-defense. But you might have better success looking for odd calibers such as the 6.5 Creedmoor or the 308/7.62 NATO. Just one note that usually it's a bigger person that can handle those 7.62 rounds. I'm a pretty big guy, so it's no problem for me. But if you're under 200 pounds, you might struggle with it a little bit with that 7.62 round, just saying. And if you don't brace it correctly, you'll bruise your shoulder and things like that. But if you're late to the game and you don't yet have a rifle, that's my advice. Look for the other calibers. Gun sales are going to continue to skyrocket here under Biden. And also as the Biden regime apparently is declaring war on the American people. I don't know how they think that's going to be something that ends up in unity. You know, it's like, you know, unity at gunpoint from the military. You know, it's like Joe Biden will send soldiers to your door, banging on your door, knocking on your door, put a gun in your face. We demand unity. You know, that's the message from the Biden regime. Razor wire, you know, fences, declaring the people to be the enemy of the Biden regime. So, I guess you're going to have to bow down to the unity of having a government rifle shoved in your face. But, you know, people are fighting back. I mean that literally. I don't know if you saw this, but a a U.S. Marshal, I think, was killed, you know, shot while serving an arrest warrant in Baltimore yesterday. And I'm not in any way celebrating this, by the way. This is, I'm just pointing out that, people are just basically starting to shoot back. And there were two FBI agents that were killed and three others wounded, I think, the day before, as they were serving a warrant against, a guy. Was that in Florida? Probably was. Cause, you know, Florida man, right? So, whoever that guy was, whatever he did, for his own reason, he decided to shoot back and he killed a couple of FBI guys. And so I would imagine that a lot of these law enforcement officials are going to get very, very aggressive in their posture of how they serve warrants, being that, well, I mean, they have declared war on the American people. So it's almost, you know, it's almost like, well, I mean, gosh, you know, how did you think that these people were going to respond? I mean, you declare war on the people. And the people see you and realize, you know, the FBI doesn't uphold the rule of law, doesn't investigate the actual terrorists like Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Heck, the FBI taking a knee to Black Lives Matter. The FBI won't investigate the real criminals in America. Oh, James Comey, maybe that's because he used to run the FBI, right? So there's going to be, sadly, a government escalation of posture and violence against the people. But see, this is something they want. They want to incite the people to, you know, to shoot back when they're being arrested, I suppose. And it's a very sad thing to see. It's a very sad thing to see this escalation being pushed by the government itself. But that's how they do it. They want to make enemies out of the people. And so they pre-announce, like John Brennan did, they pre-announce, all Trump supporters are domestic terrorists. You know, they say all Christians are horrible people. White people are bad. And you should presume that they're evil. Maxine Waters was out there. It was like, you get in their face. You know, you see them at a gas station or a restaurant, you get in their face and, you know, you make it difficult for them. So the radical left has been calling for violence for a long time here. FBI didn't do anything about that, did they? No. So sadly, this is kind of where things are going. And then on top of this, the other frightening aspect of this is that because of the corruption of the courts, and we saw the courts refuse to hear a single case about election fraud on its merits. So we saw the courts taking part in the treason against the United States. And the message that was sent to the American people is that there is no functioning rule of law in this nation. And again, that's very sad because I'm a law and order kind of guy. I've never been arrested. You know, I'm not even a speeding ticket. I own guns, but they're all legal. I don't own anything illegal. I don't advocate anything illegal. I've served on a police foundation board for a couple of years. I know former FBI agents. I've been pro-law enforcement, you know, all my adult years. And, cause I know that cops especially have a really hard go at it. And, I absolutely feel empathy for the good people in law enforcement who are trying to do the right thing. But even they know how broken the system is. And now that the public is aware of it, the average American can no longer expect any fair hearing in any court of law. They can no longer expect honesty from the FBI because they've seen how the FBI will alter their 302s, which are documents that describe testimony. The FBI altered them in order to frame people associated with the Trump administration. We've seen how the FBI would stage, in conspiracy with CNN, a 3 a.m. raid on Roger Stone and his wife. And these are the kinds of things that the FBI does and that the corrupt court system does. And so you're watching the rapid erosion of the rule of law. And this is exactly what the oppressive, brutal regime, the Biden regime, wants. They want people to be afraid. They want people to be incited into violence, and they want people to start shooting back and killing law enforcement. That's what Biden wants, because then they can say, look how dangerous these people are. We should take away their guns. Again, it's back to what I've been saying here. Weapons of mass distraction. They want to take away your guns. How do they do that? They get people to shoot back when they're being arrested, or maybe in some cases, perhaps falsely framed for crimes they did not commit. See? And you are watching a brutal authoritarian regime destroy the Constitution, destroy the rule of law, and criminalize its political enemies, and criminalize dissent. And they are going to come for you. They're going to bring their guns, their coercion, their rigged courts, their false evidence, fake news. They'll smear you in fake news stories. You know, CNN is really good at that. NBC News is really good at that, and so on. They'll smear you, and then they'll tell the FBI that they should investigate you because of what they wrote about you in the smears, which are all fiction. It's just classic. This is their little, their scam. This is how they do it. And it's even difficult for me as a, quote, influencer. You know, again, I'm a rule of law kind of guy, and I've always said to everybody, follow the law. Follow the law. What happens if the laws become blatantly unconstitutional? What happens if the government itself, at least the federal government under the Biden puppet working for the CCP, becomes a lawless authoritarian regime? How do you follow the law when the law has been abandoned by the authorities that are abusing it? You know, that they're exploiting or just twisting it. How do you follow the law when others don't? Because law is it's a social contract. Law, it's a fiction in the sense that it doesn't exist in the real world except for the fact that people agree to it. So when Congress passes a law, nothing really changes in the universe except that after the president signs that law, we all just, or at least traditionally, we have agreed then to respect that as a social contract. But it's not real unless people adhere to it. And if the government regime itself is no longer adhering to the law, where, for example, certain special people, politically connected people, have legal immunity, they are never investigated, they are never charged for their crimes, even when they're heinous crimes, then equal representation under the law or equal justice has been abandoned. And in a sense, doesn't that mean that the government just nullified any reasonable expectation that people would agree with that social contract of what is called law? If the other party doesn't agree to it, then it's null and void. So in other words, if they're not going to arrest the criminals that are connected who have power, then they really have no right to arrest anybody else, because we are all, I mean, it says right there in the Declaration of Independence, you know, all men are created equal. Well, technically, I guess that's more in the Constitution, but the Declaration of Independence does describe that abusive government, when, you know, a long train of abuses, the people have the right to reform it or dissolve it. You know, to reform a government when it becomes abusive to the people. And it's clear that we are there. You know, it's clear we're already at that point. And so very interesting things are about to happen here, I would imagine. North Dakota is on top of this. Check this out. North Dakota legislators plan to nullify Biden's executive orders and laws at the state level. This was covered by National File. A new bill introduced in the North Dakota State Legislature, HB 1164, would instruct the state's attorney general to review the constitutionality of each of the executive orders issued by fake President Biden. Under the proposed law, should the North Dakota attorney general find that any executive orders are unlawful, it would be nullified, and it would prohibit any state, county, or local agency or publicly funded organization from enforcing the order. And specifically, this law enumerates the following issues for nullification, but it's not limited to these. Anything related to pandemics or health emergencies, the regulation of coal and oil and natural resources, the use of land, the regulation of the financial sector, and the regulation of the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And then they say, by the way, this will also apply to all laws signed by Joe Biden. In other words, this would create a, quote, committee on the neutralization of federal laws. So, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. So, North Dakota, which, by the way, should be applauded for this effort, North Dakota is saying, all right, we recognize that laws are just a shared delusion, really, or maybe social contract, you could say. Laws only count if we agree to abide by them. That's what North Dakota is saying. And furthermore, they're saying that since Biden is a fake president who rigged and stole the election to carry out an illegal criminal coup to seize the White House, that's exactly what happened, then we are not going to recognize the laws signed by fake President Biden. Now, do you think North Dakota will be the only state that does this? No, I say no. I think there are going to be dozens of states that do this. I think you're gonna see Wyoming getting involved, Texas, you're gonna see South Dakota, you're gonna see Florida, you're gonna see, I don't know, maybe Idaho, maybe Missouri with Josh Hawley there. You're gonna see a lot of states. Louisiana, I would imagine, maybe Arizona. We'll see. But this is the pathway to secession. And so it starts with nullification. And then it moves into efforts to secede, because what is nullification? It's a kind of soft secession. Nullification, which is something that the left practiced, by the way, during the Trump years, the left declared sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. What were sanctuary cities? Those were cities where they said, we're going to nullify federal immigration law and we're not going to cooperate with ICE officials. And by the way, in states like California, then Governor Newsom would also add, and let's release all the rapists and murderers and violent criminal illegals just for fun. And so they would do that as well to cause more violent crime. I mean, literally, Democrats love crime. They love violence and rape and child trafficking and so on. They just love the whole environment. They thrive in it because, of course, I mean, who do you think raises campaign money for the Newsom family? It's the drug runners and the human traffickers. If you didn't know that, you know, welcome to the party. But that's how they raise money to run for office, by the way, and kickbacks from China and things like that as well. So the Democrats need a criminal element in society. That's their infrastructure for raising money and skimming money and pocketing money and all the dirty, filthy things that they do, because they are, you know, they are criminal Democrat politicians, right? So they love to do that. But the sanctuary cities set the precedent to say, hey, we can pick and choose which area of federal law that we decide to nullify. So they set the precedent, but you just watch. If North Dakota passes this law and says, we're going to nullify everything that Biden signs, watch the media attack. You're going to attack North Dakota. How dare you? It'll be a Greta Thunberg. How dare you not follow Biden's laws? Oh, she got busted too, by the way. She accidentally tweeted out a document that showed she's a puppet. She's under criminal investigation now. Oh, that's a whole different story. Maybe we'll get into that. But it's just amazing. But they're going to attack North Dakota for this. Well, good luck with that, because states are sovereign. States are sovereign. And in fact, there is something called the 10th Amendment, but there's also the very structure of the Constitution itself, you know, which says that all powers not specifically granted to the federal government are reserved for the states or the people. The states have the power. In fact, when it comes to elections, state legislatures have the power. But when it comes to the rule of law, states themselves have the power to decide what's going to be the law locally in their state. And now, yes, the Biden regime could send in his federal thugs jackbooted thugs to, you know, secretly try to go into the state somewhere. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him to try that, but he's not going to get cooperation from the local authorities. So, for example, when federal agents are doing a raid for gun control purposes, you know, when the ATF says, oh, this guy's he's a illegal gun dealer or something, we need to raid his apartment or trailer and confiscate all his illegal weapons, they usually work with the local sheriff's office or the local PD if it's in a city. Well, that would not be allowed in states that nullify federal laws. So the federal agents would be on their own. And the federal agents have already come to realize from the news that I just mentioned that, hey, some of these federal agents are getting killed, serving warrants on people. It's kind of a risky deal. And especially if they think about going into states like North Dakota or South Dakota or wherever, where the rule of law says that the feds can't do that, then it's hard, you know, it'd be hard to blame a citizen for defending themselves against an illegal federal action that is violating the laws of the state in which that citizen lives, because it's the state law that actually takes priority. It's the state courts, it's the state judges, state law enforcement. The state is sovereign, and in fact, it's the sheriff that is the highest law enforcement authority in that county. The sheriff's rule of law overrides federal law enforcement. So you can see pretty easily in these scenarios, you're going to start having a lot of conflict between federal, you know, thugs under Biden versus state legislators, judges, and law enforcement authorities who are saying, no, we're not going to cooperate with you and leave our people alone. You know, leave our people alone. That guy in the trailer, all he has is just a Glock with a, you know, 20 round magazine. It's totally legal here in North Dakota or Montana or wherever. Totally legal. Nothing wrong with that. Or in Oklahoma. And so that's where this is going, which is very strange situation. You see how this leads to destabilization and lots of chaos and things like that, especially if the Biden regime decides to try to use the military domestically, where Biden would invoke the Insurrection Act, and then he would have his Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, who is trying to turn the military into the mockingly named Libtard Brigade of LGBT soldiers, you know, transgender, gay soldiers, lesbian soldiers, whatever. They're going to come to your door wearing rainbows and, I don't know, pink scarves or whatever. I mean, that's what he's trying to do now. He's trying to, like, anybody who loves America, you're out of here. You know, he's trying to scrub the military of real Americans, and he's trying to turn it into, again, what's called a Libtard Brigade. So what are they going to do? Send the Libtard Brigades to the states to attack the governor? You know, and the state, the governors control the National Guard in their states. And it turns out that governors like Abbott in Texas actually protected the National Guard when it was these swamp creatures in D.C. who were disrespecting the National Guard troops. Remember that? Making them sleep in a cold parking garage. You know, just treating them like dirt. And trust me, the National Guard troops, they remember that. And by the way, probably 70 to 80% of the military personnel are pro-Trump people. And they're mostly gun owners themselves. They all have guns at home. Come on, I know these guys. Even the gals, they have guns at home. They know how to use them. They own them. So you're not gonna be able to say, we're going to have to purge all pro-Second Amendment people out of the military. What are you going to be left with? What, a bunch of geeky desk jockeys or something? Like anti-gun army people? There's not that many of them. Trust me, not that many, especially if they have to be gay or trans also. So, you know, the U.S. military, this is not going to be good for national defense. You're going to end up with the transgender anti-gun army brigade, like walking around in high heels, cross-dressing, wearing women's panties, whatever, doing like a fashion military thing instead of looking for landmines or whatever they're supposed to do during times of war, they're going to be all interested in social justice. And if we ever end up meeting, let's say, Russian troops one day, the Russians, we might kill them with laughter. They're going to be laughing so hard, the Russians won't even be able to function because they're going to be looking at the General Austin Libtard Brigade of soldiers who are all wearing, you know, rainbow colors, and probably the U.S. mortars, the 150-millimeter, or what is it, 155-millimeter howitzers, they'll probably shoot like rainbow smoke in the sky with messages, you know, like social justice messages, you know, hands up, don't shoot, or whatever, in the sky instead of actually being engaged in tactical warfare. So the Russians will laugh their asses off and America will fall. And even the Chinese troops will laugh at us as well. No, you know, speaking of Chinese troops, China is now promoting an education drive to make boys more manly. And this is from the BBC. And here it is. A notice from China's education ministry has caused a stir after it suggested young Chinese men had become too feminine. Oh, really? You noticed that too? Yeah. The message has been criticized as sexist by many online users, but some say China's male celebrities are partly to blame. The proposal to prevent, this is an official name, it's capitalized, the proposal to prevent the feminization of male adolescents called on schools to fully reform their offerings on physical education and strengthen their recruitment of teachers. So wait a second. So in American schools, the teachers are all saying what? Men are bad. Testosterone is bad. If you have a penis, you should cut it off. You should become a woman and compete on the women's track team. Even the Secretary of Education was being grilled by Senator Rand Paul about this. And the Secretary, I mean, Rand Paul was asking him, what do you think about schools allowing boys to compete with girls on the girls' teams? And the Secretary of Education was like, basically, I think that's awesome. We're like thumbs up for trannies here. I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say it that way. And then Rand Paul responded and said, basically, what planet are you on? You're talking about large, hulking young men competing with women. You're going to destroy women's sports. And the Secretary of Education is like, yeah, that's the whole point. We hate women. That's what the left is now admitting. They hate women. I mean, they started with feminism and they used women to push their agenda. And then it became sort of the gay agenda. And then they used gay men for a while, like gay white men thought they were progressive, thought they were part of the left for a while. And then when they got done using the gay men and threw them out like yesterday's, you know, garbage, then they moved on to the transgenderism. So they've thrown women under the bus and they've thrown gays under the bus. No wonder there's so many gay men leaving the Democrat Party, and women are throwing up their hands like, what happened to feminism? I thought women had rights. No more. You get your face pounded on the wrestling mat in the high school because there's a, you know, 6'3", 225-pound hulking tranny who says he's a woman and he's beating the crap out of women, and the parents and teachers are all clapping. Oh, it's so wonderful. Look at that girl, that brave, courageous girl. She's winning. She's winning. No, she's abusing girls is what he is. He's an abuser. It's kind of like wife beating at a younger age. And the parents love it, and the teachers love it, and the Secretary of Education loves it. Rand Paul's like, you people are nuts. You're freaking nuts. So anyway, in China, they're saying, hey, these young men are too much girly girls. And we got to man these people up, or as we say in Texas, cowboy up. They're getting too wussified, getting too girly. And because that's the culture. And so in America, the schools are like, you should be a girl. In China, they're like, you should learn how to be a man. So think about where that's going to go in another generation, where you have all these, you know, these soy boy young men in America who are, I don't know what they are. At this point, they're so feminized and they've lost the ability to function as men. But in China, they're actually training them to be men again because they've noticed this is a problem. So I guess the Chinese military is going to have capable men who can, you know, run machine guns or whatever. and then in the U.S. military, again, it's going to be like a boardwalk of a transgender military fashion show. Oh, look at the color of these boots. Isn't it amazing? It's the desert camo scheme with rainbow accents. That's what it's going to be. It's a joke. But this is what America is turning into under the Biden regime and the cultural Marxism of the radical left. Oh, and by the way, one other note, speaking of cultural Marxism, USA Today published an op-ed that has denounced NFL legend Tom Brady for being white. That's right. That's right. Tom Brady is bad now for being white. And I mean, that dude he's a manly man. I mean, he's an athlete. He's a world-class athlete. I mean, a really extraordinary individual. If he were black, they would say he was a legend across all time. They would say he's a champion for all people everywhere around the world. If he were black, if Tom Brady were black, they'd have him up for every award. He'd probably win the Nobel Peace Prize, even though he's got nothing to do with that. Just for being black. I mean, because in reality today, let's be honest, and I can say this because I own the platform where you're hearing this, so I'm not going to censor it. There is such a thing as black privilege in society today. But if you're white, you're punished. There is no white privilege. There's only white persecution. Tom Brady is the latest example of it, and USA Today is doing it. You're bad for being white, says USA Today. You're so bad for being white. You should just turn in all your Super Bowl rings. None of those touchdowns counted, and they'll say, you didn't throw those balls. That would be Obama. You didn't throw those balls. We did. We built the stadium. We put the grass on the football field. You didn't throw those balls, you know? Just like, you didn't build that. Well, Tom Brady is a pretty awesome guy. And if football stops becoming a merit-based system, then we've really lost it and we're all in trouble. Because in a sport, isn't it supposed to be merit-based? Isn't it supposed to be in basketball? Literally, how high can you jump? You know, how tall are you? How well can you dunk? You know, can you make those three-point shots? Are you a team player? Can you pass the ball? In football, right? It should be all a merit-based system. Can you run fast while you weigh 280 pounds as a fullback? If you can, you get the job. Shouldn't matter whether you're black or white or Samoan or Asian. Not that there are that many Asians on the football field in the NFL, but you could be. It's all merit-based, or should be. But now, I guess, we're going to see the same thing in sports that we see in the Pentagon. You're going to have to be a transgender tight end, or maybe it's not so tight anymore. You're going to have to be a lesbian linebacker. Eh? You're going to have to be a gay quarterback. Got to be gay to be a quarterback. And you're going to have to wear rainbows all the time. I mean, that's what it's turning into. It's insane. Or you're going to have like Black Lives Matter slogans all over your basketball jersey. Even if you're white, you got to say Black Lives Matter. You can't say that all lives matter because that's racist. See how insane it all is. And I know I'm not telling you anything new. I'm just pointing out that this is getting beyond insane. But even China, rooted in communism, realizes that men should be men. We need some masculinity in society. We need the male side of the yin-yang energy flow here, men and women, you know, mother and father. Because if you're living today, trust me, you came from binary parents. Yes, you did. All of you, all of us, every person living today came from binary parents. You had a mother and you had a father, guaranteed. There was an egg and there was some sperm involved somewhere in that process. You may not have seen those people for a while or since you were born, but there was a man and there was a woman involved. And that was it. There was no 128th gender, you know, fairy dust, alien, free spirit, whatever. No, it was a mother and a father, period. That's what it was. So in fact, what we're dealing with here, as is obvious from this, the left, the Democrat Party, is the party of mass mental illness. You are living among them. You are living in an insane asylum. And the patients of that insane asylum are the people who run CNN or who run big tech. These are the lunatics. And they literally believe that your father can get pregnant, you know, or they believe a mother can have sperm. They believe that men and women are not different in any way whatsoever. And even then, they contradict themselves all the time. They say they believe in same-sex marriage. And you say, well, wait a minute. I thought you said there was no hard definition of sex. How can it be the same? You said that sex was fluid. You said that it's whatever you want to be. You said that you have magical wishing powers to change yourself from a man to a woman. So what does same-sex marriage mean? That doesn't mean anything, does it? Right? Right? According to them. Doesn't mean anything because it's all fluid. Even the media says, oh, Kamala Harris is the first black woman to become vice president of the United States. Well, number one, that's not even true because it was all cheating and rigged. She's the fake vice president. But even if she were the real vice president, they're the ones who tell us there's no such thing as a woman. So what does it mean to be the first woman? What does it even mean in the cultural Marxism left-wing world? What does it even mean to be black when anybody can claim to be black? Right? Because self-identity, racial identity is also fluid, we're told. You can be anything you want. So then how can they attack white people for being white? How do they know they're white on the inside? How does USA Today know that Tom Brady is white? Did they ask him? Maybe he doesn't self-identify as white. Huh? See? But the left judges people by the color of their skin. So they say, you are bad because of the way you were born. That's what the left is saying. You're bad because of the way you were born, because of the lack of pigmentation in your skin. You're bad the moment you're born. Well, wasn't it the left that told us that it was wrong to say that gay people are bad to be born gay? Remember that? Remember that whole argument back in the 80s and 90s? You can't condemn people for being born gay. They're just born that way. They're just born gay. You have to respect that. But if you're born white, then no, that's a sin. You're evil. You're evil. But then they even flip that script. Now they say that it's wrong to say that you're born gay. They say that being gay is a choice that you can change at any time, that you're not born that way. And if you say they're born that way, then that's bad. They're always changing the script and they're always contradicting themselves. And any time that you try to approach this with logic or reason and say, well, wait a minute, do you have any standards at all? Is there any universal rule that we get to apply to everyone in this conversation? They will say, no, it's whatever we feel. It's emotional. It's just, we feel like you're bad and we're good and whatever it is. And it's this emotional driven society of this cultural Marxism where they want to feel like victims all the time. And that's exactly what they become good at, is feeling like a victim. And so there's no better example of this than AOC, Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. She's almost the archetype of left-wing victimhood. Remember how yesterday we said that she got busted? She was not in the Capitol building during the January 6th raid. Remember that? But she claimed that she was hiding, what, under her desk or in a bathroom or something. She was hiding and that they were breaking into her office. And they were screaming, where is she? Where is she? And that she was terrified that she was going to die. Yeah, it turns out she wasn't even in the Capitol building. And you know what those voices were? How much you want to bet those were her own security people trying to find her to remove her from a different building? She was in a different building. Those were her own people probably. Where is she? Where is she? We're trying to get her out of here. But she interpreted it in her mind as they're coming to kill me, because that's what left-wing people do. It's all about victimhood. So what she has done now is she has gone to Twitter and she has called for mass censorship against anybody who shares the truth about her not being in the Capitol building on January 6th. Because she got caught in her lie. She got caught. She got Smolletted, you might say. Ocasio-Cortez Smollett. You know, I'm surprised she doesn't walk around with a fake noose around her neck all the time just to claim she's always being lynched. You know, why not? I mean, that's she's that crazy. But she Smolletted herself. And now when people talk about it on Twitter, she wants Twitter to censor them. So you understand what censorship is really about. It's not about stopping hate speech, is it? It's about protecting the lies of the left. That's the real role of censorship in this society, protecting the lies of the left. And to be a leftist is to be a liar, and it is to be mentally ill, and it is to be delusional. And they prove it to you every single day. And here's another example of that that will blow your mind. This was a story on LifeSite News, and there's a video from a grocery store in Florida where normal everyday people are just buying groceries and they're not wearing masks and they're not hysterical. They're not lining up for vaccines. They're not freaking out. They're just, you know, buying groceries in a grocery store. And then NBC and CNBC, so-called journalists, watched this video and they commented about it live on the air and they were appalled. Oh my God, they said, these people, they're not wearing masks. And they became almost hysterical themselves. One of them was Shepard Smith, who's LifeSite News describes as a homosexual news anchor who left Fox News in 2019, expressed shock that customers and employees in a packed Naples, Florida grocery store were happily conducting business not wearing masks. And then Shepard Smith, who was always a horrible person, even on Fox News, by the way, screamed out, most customers and employees are not wearing masks at all. And then on NBC News, not a mask is in sight and social distancing is not being followed. They were triggered by people buying groceries in a normal way. So you see how delusional they are? When they watch normal people doing normal things, they freak out. They totally flip out. Oh my God. So if you think about all the policies that we're seeing right now and the executive orders and the declaration of war against the American people, these are all projections of hysteria from the mentally ill left. It is their mass mental illness that projects their paranoia onto conservatives and Christians and gun owners who are almost universally peaceful people who just want to be left the F alone. That's all it is. Most people just want to be left alone, but the left in their mind, the leftists, they think that you're coming for them. Oh my God, they're coming for me. I got to hide in the bathroom. They're coming for me. Or that you buying groceries in a grocery store. Oh my God, you're killing people. You're killing everyone. You're a super spreader. So they are delusional. They are paranoid. They need the psych evaluation. So I say we should amend H.R. 127, the gun control bill that calls for psych evaluations of people who want to own guns. I say we should have psych evaluations required for people who want to vote Democrat. Yeah. You want to vote Democrat, you need a little examination. Must be something wrong with your head. You what? You believe men can get pregnant and that there are 97 genders? You're not really living in the real world, are you? You probably shouldn't be voting on public policy representatives. It's a dangerous thing to let delusional people run the country, isn't it? Oh, we're learning that every day right now, aren't we? Yes, we are. So the other thing is that, you know, the left is really just seething with hatred. And the thing is, their hatred advances from one group to another until eventually it gets to you. Whoever you are listening to this, you might be gay. That's fine. be what you want to be. But they're going to come for you too, even if you're gay. So the left has been, you know, anti-men for quite some time, and when they're pushing feminism, and now they're anti-white, they're pushing Black Lives Matter. And then, in some ways, they're already anti-gay if you're a white man. See, because you don't qualify enough. Just your gayness doesn't compensate for your whiteness, which is evil. So now they're anti-women with the transgender push into women's sports. And believe me, pretty soon they're going to go like full on into embracing pedophiles. And then when they're all pro-pedophile, they're going to throw the trannies under the bus. They're gonna, being transgender, that's old news. Just like being gay is old news, or being, you know, a woman is old news. Now you got to be a pedophile to be part of the liberal progressive movement. You know, they're going to go crazier and crazier. And, you know, beyond that, then you have to be a blood sucking pedophile, or you have to be they're going to go into weird territory. Like you have to be a demon worshiping blood sucking pedophile to qualify, you know, to vote Democrat. But believe me, they're abandoning all their own people. That's why the walk away movement was so successful, because people are like, I don't even recognize the Democrat Party anymore. It's insane. Even there's a Democrat member of Congress. I forgot her name. She's been there quite a long time. Even she was saying the other day, is like, I don't even recognize this party anymore. You know, even probably Nancy Pelosi is looking around like, who are these lunatics here? And that's, you know, for her to say that, that's something. Who are these lunatics? The AOCs and the Ilhan Omars and so on. What do they want? Well, guess what? They want to destroy everything. That's their whole goal. It's Marxism and communism. They want to destroy you. And so, by the way, speaking of destruction, we got to get back to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who has ordered the military to stand down within 60 days. Here's his quote. Today I met with senior leaders to discuss extremism. See, that's the new code word that they use for conservatism, right? Extremism in the military. So wait a minute. You guys own nukes? And you think extremism is the problem? What about your ICBMs? That's kind of extreme. No, they don't think that's extreme. They think that having white skin and following a pro-Trump website, that's extremism. Anyway, he continues, quote, as a first step, I'm ordering a stand down to occur over the next 60 days so each service, each command, and each unit can have a deeper conversation about this issue. Okay. It comes down to leadership, he says. Everyone's. It comes down to leadership. What? Who is this guy? Are you serious? So has it ever occurred to anybody that why would you need to order the entire military to stand down to have a conversation about extremism? Can't you do that while people are still, I don't know, on duty? Can't you still drive the sub and have a conversation? Can you still hold a rifle and have a conversation? Can you still refuel the fighter jets on the tarmac and still have a conversation? Or do you have to stop everything? Stop the aircraft carriers. Stop the subs. Stop the bombers. Stop everything. We're going to talk about extremism. I don't know if you've ever known anybody who's been in the military. The entire culture of the military is extreme. And I don't mean politically. I mean just from an insane point of view. It's kind of like, take your average aircraft carrier. It's like your worst high school clique drama on steroids because you're trapped on a ship. It's all extreme. The drama that goes on an aircraft carrier, it's insane. Makes high school look tame. And then you got, you know, all the sexual energy and conflict between the men and the women and the gay men and the lesbian women and all that stuff going on. And people are immature at that age typically. And I mean, that's extreme. So what, they're going to walk into that, you know, festival of insanity and try to point out who's extreme. They're all extreme. Everybody's extreme when you're 22. You're crazy. You're crazy when you're 22. Or basically any time in your 20s. But here's the concern about this. Remember when I said that if Biden becomes president, he would surrender America to China? Look what Secretary of Defense Austin is doing. A stand down order. Isn't that a national security problem? He's publicly telling the world that he's going to stand down the entire United States military. He is surrendering under the orders of Communist China. Communist China told Biden to order the military through this guy, Austin, who will probably end up not being there very long, I would imagine. But he's going to try to order the entire military to stand down, creating a vulnerability where America could be attacked by foreign aggressors such as China. Huh. I predicted that. And now you're seeing it happen. So we've talked about before how there are elements of the military that have been granted authority by the real president, President Trump, to arrest the traitors, to assert their authority, to assert temporary martial law, hold new elections, all that deal. Kind of interesting that that might happen within this 60-day window, because I don't know about you, but I don't think the real patriots in the Pentagon want to see America, quote, stand down to China. Yeah, I don't think they want that to happen at all. And I think Austin here, Lloyd Austin, I betcha his professional days are numbered. Yeah, they'll replace him, or maybe they'll arrest him. Who knows? Who knows? But I hope he's got plenty of pairs of women's underwear, since that's what he's pushing for the entire military. They would have to be, you know, super extra large underwear, because he's a big, big dude. He's super big dude, but I'm pretty sure there are websites where you can find that. Or vending machines. Who knows? All right. Sorry to put that image in your head. just hit undo and that will go away. Okay, next one is we're going to talk about some examples of the weapons of mass distraction that the media is waging against your mind. It's a war on your mind. So, for example, here's a simple one to start with. We're going to talk about the goal and then the distraction that fulfills the goal. So if the goal was for the media and the globalists to complete the election theft and to move past all of the overwhelming evidence of election fraud, how would they do that? Through distraction. They initiate the attack on the Capitol building on January 6th. Boom, it's a massive distraction. Suddenly the entire conversation changes, and then no one's talking about the evidence of election fraud anymore. Done. That's what they did. Oh, and by the way, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, who has turned out to be a really incredible patriot, by the way. I honestly didn't have much respect for this guy early on. I didn't know anything about him a few months ago, but he has really earned my respect. He has shown himself to be an incredibly dedicated, patriotic truth teller, and his business is being harmed in many ways by him taking a stand, but he's doing it anyway. So he is a man who deserves a lot of, I think, maybe a Medal of Freedom award or something for what he's doing. And he's about to drop a documentary, and what's the name of it? Absolute Proof, I think. It's coming out today. We're going to have it on Brighteon.com. In fact, a friend of mine was supposed to put me in touch with Mike Lindell, but I may have missed the call. In any case, we're going to help promote Mike Lindell's documentary and spread the word. Watch for that. I have a feeling, I should have mentioned this right up front, I have a feeling that's going to be the biggest story of the day, is Mike Lindell's documentary. So really look for that. And they're going to, of course, ban it on YouTube and ban it on Facebook and everywhere else. And they'll probably try to hit Brighttown with DDoS attacks all weekend, try to take it down, you know. So be ready for that to happen. But we're going to do our best to keep it all online so you can watch that documentary. Okay, next example of a weapon of mass distraction If the goal is to enslave everyone and destroy the economy, what's the distraction or the justification? Oh, COVID strains. Have you noticed this new little tactic where the media is talking about, oh, there's a new strain. Now there's 10 new strains. And then there's 1,000 strains of COVID. You should be very afraid. Every strain is a new threat. And then they start naming strains after, you know, different cities and places. The London strain. You know, there's the Dubai strain. And then they get, you know, exotic city names, whatever. You know, the Far East strain. And you're supposed to be afraid of all these strains. Well, this is going to be the excuse for the total lockdowns. And this is going to be the excuse to tell you that even though you got the vaccine, it doesn't count anymore. And you still have to wear the mask. Yes, yes. And this is what's being pushed. It's so insane. This is being pushed right now by these government authorities who are saying, ah, even though you took the vaccine, it doesn't really work. You still have to wear the mask. You still, or no, double or triple mask. You still have to practice social distancing. You still have to stay home. And you're going to have to get more vaccines because we have to, quote, update those vaccines. Why do you have to update them? Oh, because the new strains, you see. So now, this is their revenue model for the vaccine industry. It's just roll out new strains or just press releases about, oh, this is a Brazilian strain. There's a South African strain. There's a British strain. There's a Singapore strain. It's insane. You got to have a vaccine for every one of them. And then, you know, Pfizer is just like cranking vaccines and Moderna, you know, $50 billion, $100 billion, $1 trillion. And everybody's just lining up all the time to get vaccinated. It's just a giant scam, obviously. But this is how they're going to push it. Again, weapons of mass distraction, where they're not talking about the big problems of the world, like the fact that we're going to have a global financial collapse because the money system is fake, because the dollars are about to become worthless, you know, and people are going to lose everything they ever saved. No, you're not supposed to talk about that. You should focus on the strains and then line up and roll up your sleeve or bend over or whatever new thing they're going to do to you. And somehow sheeple keep going along with it. Okay, next example. If the goal is to take away all the guns and disarm everybody, what's the distraction? False flag shooting. See, they don't want you to focus on the craziness of the law they're going to push, H.R. 127. You know, this is all your guns are illegal. All your bullets are illegal. All your magazines are illegal. You're illegal if you want a gun. You're crazy. Because if you focus on that, it would be insane. It's obviously a violation of the Second Amendment. So instead, they want you to focus on whatever mass shooting they're going to come up with. They being, obviously, the, you know, well, the Biden regime, aided by the Obama regime. They know how to do it. Heck, they ran Sandy Hook, right? They know how to do this. So they're going to run false flag attacks and then let you focus on that. Look at the blood. See, they're warping your brain. They're directing your attention. Look at the body parts. Look at the children. There's going to be children involved. You know, they'll kill children. And by the way, this is almost too sick to even cover, but they do kill real children when they stage these things. But it doesn't mean those children died in that building or that school or that mall or whatever. They, you know, 500,000 children disappear every year just in America. Yeah, they just take the children that they've been trafficking and they kill them in advance and they just place them for the CNN cameras when they're about to stage the shooting. It's, I mean, they really did kill children. The deaths are real. People really died, but not in the way they want you to think. They killed them. They murdered them and then they put them there. That's how sick they are. You ever wonder why, remember the New Zealand mosque shooting that was used to take away the guns in New Zealand? Classic example of this. I don't know if you saw the video before they banned it everywhere. They banned the video, the first person video that supposedly the shooter had taken. They banned that video everywhere. You know why they banned it? Because those people were already dead. I don't know if you ever looked closely at that shooting. None of the people that he was shooting at I mean, there were some people running out of the way who didn't get shot, but there were piles of bodies that he had supposedly shot. They were already there. They were already piled up before he walked into the room. But you can't see that because that video is banned. That video is banned everywhere, which was so strange. And remember, this is the weapon of mass distraction. So remember that when 9/11 happened and they flew those planes into the Twin Towers, they showed you that image millions of times. Over and over and over again. Oh, look at the planes. Look at the fireball. Look at the buildings falling down. Look at that. Mass death and murder. Look at it. Right? But then when there's a mosque shooting in New Zealand, they change their tune. You're not allowed to look at that. You can't look at that. Did you know that we got banned? Our entire platform got banned by ISPs in Australia and New Zealand because people were posting videos analyzing the green screen fakery of certain segments of the New Zealand mosque shooting. There were segments where the guy was firing his rifle and the brass was coming out. It comes out the right side of the rifle. The brass was ejecting out and forward and then falling down, which is what brass does. And as the brass was falling down, it all disappeared. It didn't hit the floor. It didn't hit a wall. There was no sound, nothing. Because the scene was a green screen. The brass disappeared beyond the focus of the camera and the chroma key effect. There were elements that were totally faked. That whole thing was put together, video edited, totally faked, false flag. What was the point? New Zealand wanted to take away the guns. So they had to distract you. Oh, look at the mosque. But then don't look at it. You can't. You just have to trust us that guns are bad. Yeah, so something like that is coming to America, sadly. They're going to stage something very similar. All right, here's something else that's happening. You can actually see the early examples, the early narrative of this. So if the goal is to crash the global debt system and then use that to loot all the assets of the workers of the world, i.e. take your house, take your bank account, everything, take all the value away from you, what's the distraction? Oh, they're going to blame Reddit users. You know, Wall Street Bets, that group. They're going to blame the people that are being called now, quote, financial insurrectionists. So these are the people on Reddit who were doing the short squeeze on GameStop and the short squeeze on Silver. And I think there was a couple other companies, AMC and some others. This group cannot crash the world debt system. But trust me, they will be blamed for it. Because the global debt collapse is coming. It's very, very close. And they need a scapegoat. They need an excuse. So yeah, they're going to blame Reddit users. They're going to blame the internet. They're going to say, trust me, the internet is too free. Look what happens if people have too much freedom. They band together and they do things that crash the world economy. So they're going to use the great global debt collapse to not only steal all your assets, but then to completely crack down on all freedom of speech. They're going to say freedom is bad. In fact, they're basically already saying it. Why do you think I'm banned everywhere? Because the freedom to think, the freedom to speak, threatens their entire system of control and global enslavement and ultimately global genocide against humanity. That's the goal. So anybody that helps keep people alive has to be silenced. Oh, speaking of that, if the goal is global depopulation and extermination, how could they convince you that people falling dead left and right all over the place, how could they convince you that that wasn't extermination? Well, the answer is this distraction to say that it's COVID when it's actually the vaccine shots. And so the distraction is that narrative that says, oh my gosh, look, all these people are dying from COVID. What, 400,000, 500,000 in America, and it's going to accelerate because the vaccine deaths are going to start really kicking in. The real goal was depopulation. But now they get your mind to reframe what you're seeing. So you're seeing people die, and then in your mind, you play this little movie in your mind that says, oh, that's COVID. That's people who didn't wear masks, and you might say to yourself, they probably deserve that. That's what I heard on NBC. Those anti-mask people. In fact, there was a doctor. Who was this guy? There was a doctor who said, let them die. Yeah, his name is Cleven Gilman. This was a story on trendingpolitics.com. Said that an emergency room doctor posted a Twitter thread saying the country cannot waste our energy on those who do not wear masks during the pandemic. He used the Twitter handle ClevenMD, and he posted a 15-second video credited to an NBC reporter, showed people not wearing masks, and his comment was, quote, Naples, Florida, let them die. I'm so tired of these people. No vaccines for y'all. He put a y'all in there, which is not something that doctors typically use, but you see the point? He has been ensnared in the weapon of mass distraction. He thinks that people who don't wear masks deserve to die. He said it. Let them die. So when he sees people dying as a doctor, in his mind, the tape that's playing in his mind says they deserve it. See, he's been brainwashed. Now he deleted that tweet, but you know, everything on Twitter is forever. There's a reason why I'm not on Twitter. It's not just because I'm banned. I could have launched another channel. It's because I don't want a permanent record of what I'm posting every single day on Twitter. Owned by Jack Dorsey. Not a good idea. So those are some examples I wanted to bring you. And here's the lesson in all of this, which is really this is going to bring together everything I've talked about today. The lesson is safeguard your focus. Safeguard your attention. What are you thinking about? What are you focused on? I mean, your consciousness is your only tool that gets you through this world. Your consciousness allows you to set goals, allows you to achieve things, allows you to get things done. But your consciousness or your focus is being controlled and manipulated in a weaponized way by the mainstream media and the big tech censorship, and also through the use of engineered fear. Engineered fear for the purposes of artificial manipulation. And one of the most important things that we all need to do as we go through all of this is to defend our awareness, defend our consciousness against these, what you might call psychic attacks or psychic hack attacks. It's kind of like a neuropsychic cyber warfare against your processing, you know, your consciousness processing centers of your brain. That's really what it is. And so when something comes at you from the media like, oh my God, there was a mass shooting, you have to resist allowing your attention to leap into that and to really swim in the hysteria of it. And it's very difficult. It's easy to get sucked into these things. And I've failed to protect myself in some cases as well, because, for example, in the early days of the coronavirus pandemic, when these videos were coming out of China of people dropping dead as they walked down the street. Remember those videos? They'd be walking along and then they just start convulsing and drop dead. And I now believe those videos were theater. I think China put those videos together and allowed them to be released in order to create mass hysteria and overreaction in Western nations. But I got sucked into that too. I was very concerned because my natural inclination is to save lives, right? To protect people. So I was very alarmed about that. Oh my God, these people are dying. How do we protect ourselves from that? And I was talking about nutrition and things like that. But it's very easy to get sucked into fear, especially when it's fear of the unknown. And that's what they did with COVID. It was fear of the unknown that caused the overreaction, which led to the lockdowns, which led to widespread mail-in voting, extended election day times, you know, days later. And then that's what allowed the radical left to rig the election and install their communist Chinese puppet in the fake White House. So you see, China produced the videos to scare America into the lockdowns. China printed many of the ballots that were used to stuff the voting machines so that China could install its puppet, Joe Biden, into office, at least for some temporary period of time. And then remember, Joe Biden, under the orders of China, ordered Secretary of Defense Austin to have the military stand down for the purposes of extremism. See, China engineered the entire thing. And China pushed big tech with censorship, and China's running much of the left-wing media. China has paid millions of dollars to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and all these publications. It's publicly known information. China's running the whole script, but they're going to target your awareness, your focus. So here's what we need to do to defend ourselves against this. We need to question our experience in every waking moment. Now, there's something out there called, there's a phenomenon called lucid dreaming. And lucid just means, in this case with clarity, it's not a reference to Lucifer or, you know, anything satanic. It just means to be awake in your dream. And many of you, no doubt, have experienced this effect called lucid dreaming. So you're in a dream, and then normally when you're in a dream, you don't realize you're dreaming because you accept that dream world reality as the real world. Even if it doesn't make perfect sense, even if weird things are happening, like you're not in the same state where you live now, or you're not at the same age that you are now. Maybe you're dreaming of a younger time in your life or a different location, or even dreaming of not being married if you are married, or being married if you weren't, whatever. You normally accept that in the dream because you don't question the dream. You don't say in the dream normally, hey, this is a dream. This is artificial. But when you experience what's called lucid dreaming, and there are techniques to experience this, you gain full consciousness in the dream, realizing that it's a dream, realizing that your mind is creating everything in the dream. Your mind is creating the environment around you, and also your mind is creating the other characters in the dream who seem real. They seem like real people. They're talking to you and reacting in ways that seem real to you. And the reason it seems real is because your mind projected that based on your experience with real people. So when you have this lucidity in a dream, you also then realize that there are no laws of gravity, for example, in the dream world. And you can literally choose to fly in your dream, or you can choose to walk through walls, or you can choose to swim underwater 1,000 meters deep or whatever, because you're creating that reality consciously at that point. Now, lucid dreaming is a skill. There are techniques to learn how to do it better. And there are some devices, such as, there's a mask you can wear that has a red LED light. And when the light comes on, you see the red light in your dream. And then you train yourself. Every time you see a red light, you ask yourself, am I dreaming? It actually works, by the way, because your dreams incorporate sensory information from the real world around you, such as sounds and smells and lights as well. I'm not going to go into all the details of it, but if you want to check it out, there are books. I think there's a book by Stephen LaBerge, I think, is maybe one of the authors out there. I don't know. It's been a while since I've read about that phenomenon. Nevertheless, the reason that's relevant here is because in our waking life, most people don't question the reality of what they're experiencing when they're awake. They just accept it. They go along with it. If they feel an emotional reaction to something that was just reported on TV, such as typically a white cop shooting a black person, but you don't know all the facts of the story yet, you know, like maybe the black guy was armed, had a knife, was about to shoot back or whatever, but the media leaves all that out. It's just, oh, white cop shot another black guy. Then people leap into an emotional hyperreaction and they don't stop to think, is this real? Am I being manipulated? Do I have control over my emotional reaction, or am I being engineered by the system in order to create a large-scale mob reaction? So this skill of questioning your reality, this is something, by the way, that can be attained and refined through prayer. Through prayer and through silence and through introspection. Or you could say, from a more New Age point of view, through transcendental meditation, TM, teaches you to observe yourself. But the same thing is also attained through prayer and asking God for guidance and wisdom and so on. You know, be still and let God speak to you. So as we go through life, if we want to avoid being manipulated by these events that are going to happen, these weapons of mass distraction, then what we need to do is develop skills of self-awareness of our emotional states, our emotional reactions, and the dynamics through which we process information that's being fed to us, especially information that comes to us from non-firsthand sources. So when America erupted over, let's say, Trayvon Martin, how many people actually witnessed that event themselves? You know, fewer than 10. So why did tens of millions suddenly leap into mass hysteria or anger or rage? Because this information was packaged and then delivered to them through other sources that had an agenda, a political agenda, a societal agenda, a culture wars agenda, or a race wars agenda. Almost everything that you think is happening in the world is something that you haven't witnessed firsthand. You're getting that information from another source. Often those sources, such as mainstream news sources, are deliberately attempting to manipulate you. They're deliberately attempting to engineer specific outcomes by hijacking your emotions through this neuro-psycho-cyber warfare phenomenon, and take your reactions out of the realm of rationality and self-awareness. In other words, we are all trained to be reactive sheeple, not to be introspective people. And that's the way that the masses are controlled by the puppet masters or the globalists, the media masters. And this, by the way, the fact that I'm even explaining this is why I am banned more than anything else. Because I'm the guy who peels back the curtain and says, look at the Wizard of Oz. It's not a wizard. It's a little old guy pulling levers. That's what I do. I red pill people. I rip them right out of the matrix and say, look, you were living in a cocoon. Your reality was being fed into your nervous system by a bunch of bad faith actors. Welcome to the real world, Neo. Here you are in the situation update. So this is part of the answer of wisdom, is to be slow to respond to attempts to activate your anger or your fear or an emotional reaction. Be slow to respond. Let it sit a little bit. Wait and see what other facts come out. This is wisdom. And this typically is not something that is experienced by people in their youth. This is something that comes with age and experience, and usually a lot of mistakes that we've all made over our lifetimes by reacting too quickly and then being easily manipulated by the controllers. They know how our neurology works. They know that anger bypasses reason. They know that emotional victimhood bypasses logical arguments, which is the whole point of transgenderism, you know, the push of it. They know, essentially, the Democrats, the leftists, the globalists, they know that the only way they can remain in power is to keep people insane. In other words, to emotionally manipulate people and drive people beyond the point of reason, beyond all reason. That was the name of my first album, my first and only album, my rap album that is now many years ago. But some of the songs are still up on naturalnews.com if you want to check them out. Very interesting stuff there. But that's the situation update for today. And I know it's a lot to ponder, but I'd like to just invite you, as you go through your day today, be your own observer of your emotional state and ask yourself, am I now processing information from the world around me in a way that is aligned with my own goals and my own beliefs and my own principles and my own faith? Or am I processing information in a way that is turning me into a tool of the globalists that they can manipulate anytime they want by feeding me certain specific triggers that they know will produce certain specific reactions? There's a question to ask yourself, because I dare say you're not an adult. You're not a real adult in this world until you have conscious control over your emotional processing of information that's coming to you. You can choose how to respond, and you don't have to be a tool of malicious actors who literally want you dead. So spend some time this weekend pondering that and observing your own reactions